Blog Talk Radio.
This is Fernando on the Fernando Punyan Show. It's my show. That's right. 10 o'clock. It's Friday. TGIF. That's what I call it. Thanks goodness it's Fernando. Today, though, we're going to be talking about some, news. And also, focusing on the Twitter Follow Friday. We're going to be talking about some other people. The Twitterers out there. That's worthy of recognitions, actually, that I want to talk about. And there's so much things going on. So call in 347-884-8125. And this is the Fernando Poniente Show. And you can join me in the chat room if you want, as soon as I get him up. See, I'm always late on that. Chat room, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. And where you can talk all about the news and stuff. And I promise this time I'm going to play some music, because the last time I didn't get to play music. I don't know why. Yep. And that's it. That's all we're going to talk about. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Just kidding. 347-884-8125. I can't get my chat room to go. I do apologize. Maybe I'll do it again in a little bit here, and I'll let you guys know, okay? All right, so you guys probably have been following the news. I want to talk about this, the whole Obama and Professor Crowley. No, not Professor Crowley. Professor Gates and Crowley, the cops. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, you gotta love this, man. I remember that's 2 weeks ago when Sergeant James Crowley and the guy Louis Gates from Harvard, supposed to be a Harvard professor, they were just had like some kind of screaming at each other, Crowley, you all know the news, you all know the story and everything, so I don't have to explain that to you. But anyway, because I'm reading through this pathetic blog that I'm reading. Anyway, that, Gates and Crowley and Obama and President Obama actually declares to end racism by sharing White House beer. Let me know what you think about that, and we can talk about it all you want. 347-884-8125. And also, what I'm going to do is open up the phone line, so you can just go ahead and start calling. We are going to talk about that. First thing first. I want to pay a respect to the ex. Philippine, President Corazon Aquino that dies actually today, I believe, or yesterday, I don't know. And she's the former president that, remember that thing back in 86, she led the uprising that ended the repressive 20-year regime of Ferdinand Marcos, and actually inspired nonviolent protests across the globe, including the communist rules in Eastern Europe, and et cetera, et cetera. So, and she died at 76. Rest in peace, and I give condolences to those her families and loved ones. So, with that being said, I want to move on, and we are going to talk about the Roseanne. You guys probably know who Roseanne Barr. Well, actually, you know, you have not heard about her, but you know, yeah, she did a stupid thing she has a picture online here that wearing the Hitler mustache and a swastika, holding a cookie sheet with, you know, looks like cookie peoples on them, and what they call them refers to as quote unquote burnt Jew cookies. boy. And remember that thing I talked about, the little boy, the 7-year-old boy who took the car on joyride to avoid church last time? Well, he says he won't drive again. Well, thanks goodness. We're going to talk about that. And also, we are going to talk about apparently Obama's aunt, you know, resurfaces in Boston public housing. And actually, she was staying here illegally. So we can talk about that later on, you know, if we have time. Mom of 31 claims that she was crippled by a danger cream. That's really disturbing. I don't know why. We'll open up the line over here at 3797. I think this is my co-host. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you today?
Good. Welcome to my show. Welcome to our show. Welcome to people's show.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. Let's get Winston Pitts in here. Winston, you are there? Oh, you don't want to talk. Do you want to talk or no?
I don't want to care. I don't. Yeah, I want to talk. Duh.
Okay.
I called in on the computer. I didn't call in on the phone, so maybe you can hear me a little better now.
Yeah, because I didn't see the hand or anything like that. But I lost my numbers over here. We're going to be talking about that. Also, local news to those who are local. Actually, Planned Parenthood moving to Cook Street in Portage.
Oh.
Portage, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll touch up on that and see what you what you think about it. So, and they said, you know, there's a little note that says, oh, they're not going to be offering any abortion services in Portage Clinic. However, they do offer that services in their Appleton and Madison or Milwaukee clinic. So it's the same thing. It's like, well, Planned Parenthood coming your city near you, so watch out. And I can't get my chat room to go. Is it you in there, Winston?
I think I'm in there.
I can't get my chat room, man. Why not? You're blocking him, dude. All right. Let's talk about Roseanne Barr. You know Roseanne Barr, right? Winston?
Huh? What?
You know who Roseanne is? You know who she is?
What?
Roseanne. She's on the, Roseanne, yeah. Like, she's on the TV show Roseanne. Right, Don?
Yeah.
Yep,
that's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, apparently she's caught in the big controversy. Hey.
Hey, Fernando. What I'm going to do? I'm going to see what's going on here is your phone. I mean, your this computer. I don't know what's wrong with it, but it's like it's picking up every time you talk. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and call on the house phone, okay?
All right.
So maybe I'm going to cut because I don't know. I don't know what's
okay,
wrong with it.
Okay, yeah, you're cutting out bad, man. You're just like, okay. We'll be here.
Okay. Okay, bye.
All right, bye. So, Don, yeah, this is in photos of Roseanne Barr, actually, Scott in the, this is on the internet, you know, and she's holding a cookie sheets with what they call, cookies on them with shapes of, like, you know, human whatever, and they call them burnt Jew cookies. So what do you think? I don't know why she did that. I think it's just for, it was a request of, a photographer, I believe. I don't know who the guy is, but the last name Heeb, I believe, or first name Heeb, I don't know. But anyway, it's people are asking if, did Roseanne, did she go too far? I mean, do you think this is really upsetting to other people?
Do you think that was Photoshop?
No, I don't think it's Photoshop.
You see the picture?
No. Yeah, pictures are in, you know.
Okay.
It's in there.
So, yeah, if it's not Photoshop, and I know that you're pretty good at, like, being on computers and things, so I would, you know, trust your judgment in that if it's not Photoshop. If it's not Photoshop, I think she did go too far. It's like, you know, and speaking of Hitler, I don't know if you're going to be talking about it or not, but I was listening to some radio shows today from a Christian perspective, and I know we have to respect President Obama. We have to pray for him. God can soften his heart and change his ways, you know, but when they were talking about him, they didn't call him Hitler, but it just made me think about the things that Hitler did and how he claimed to be a Christian, you know. Hitler claimed to be a Christian, but yet he wasn't, you know. I just don't. I know Obama claimed to be a Christian. Maybe I don't know why he thinks that or what's going on. But anyway, he reminded me of some of the things he's doing right now. Reminded me of possibly what Hitler did, you know, with the socialism agenda and things like that. Oh, you know, speaking of Hitler, that's why I brought that up.
All right. Well, this is like a photographs, actually, Heave magazine. The guy who took a photograph, and it was Bradley Mays, something like that. But it's his, she has like the famous mustache of Hitler, and you know, she's like pulling cookie sheets out of the oven, and it looks like the cookies all burnt, you know.
That's not good. I think that will offend people, and that's, you know what Hitler did is not funny, and she needs to think about that, open her eyes
mm-hmm.
and see that.
Well, and she probably, you know, she's well aware of the controversy. I believe. I mean, you know, it's just I think this is what the celebrities are looking for, is controversy. I think you can put them on a front page, or you know, people will talk about it. You know.
Yeah, but rather or not, they do it just to be on the front page. They need their eyes open to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
That's
all right.
A page, not everything. Whether you have a movie playing, a new movie releasing, or not,
right?
You know, be on a front page, not everything about what's on life.
So let's get Winston. I think he's back here.
I'm back here.
You got a deeper voice, man. You're going. You're probably going through growth sports, aren't you?
Yeah. Wow.
Me too.
Yeah.
What do you think about this Roseanne Barr? You know, I mean, she's. I mean, a washed up Hollywood actress. You know, I'm like, she ended her TV series back in 1997. You know, we haven't heard anything from her ever since then.
What did she star in? Like, did she
movie Roseanne? I mean, not movie, a TV series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
anyway, this is way back your time, man.
Okay.
So anyway, a celebrity, you know, it's kind of washed up celebrity. It's been there, you know. You know, I mean, like I was telling Dawn, it's like these celebrities will do anything to get them in the front page, to start people talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You agree? So I think, you know, she did not care, you know, what people would think of her or would offend someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think that's
fan. Yeah. Wow.
So.
Is she doing it for the money? I mean, you know.
Well, I think a little bit of both.
Yeah, I would think too, because that's all celebrities want. Well, some celebrities, they want mm-hmm. money, the attention. They'll do anything, and like you said, they'll do anything. I mean, they'll do. I've heard of people actually doing drugs.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but they have psychological issues. But most of the time they don't, you know, want too much attention. They want to be a center of attention, and most of the time they can't be center of attention because, you know, but it ended up ruining people's lives because of it. So,
exactly. Oh, boy. Well, let's move on here. You know, talking about the Utah, you know, boy, the 7-year-old that took the car for a joyride?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just to avoid a church?
Yeah.
Well, he said he won't drive again, so...
Wow.
So 7-year-old Utah boy that took, you know, who took his family car in the joyride, just to avoid going to church, take this in the heat. Says that Friday he doesn't plan to drive again anytime soon. Preston Scarborough actually that's his name, made on today's show. This is what I don't like, and it kind of irritates me, because they're putting up, you know, a spotlight in that kid. You know, it's like, look, I did something really, really bad, but I'm getting all the attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he was on today's show and said he learned to drive by watching his mother and sister. So the child led his parents, Daniel, Melanie, Scarborough, to do most of the talking during the interview on NBC. I think that was yesterday or today. So what he did, you know, the one witness said the boy drove through a stop sign, according to a Weber County Sheriff's Department, and said the two deputies caught up with the boy and tried to stop the Dodge Intrepid. He was driving the Dodge Intrepid. But, yeah, he was actually driving 40 miles per hour.
Wow.
You know, before he stopped in his driveway and ran into the house.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm fishing the parents standing out there.
Yeah, and then the boy went to the house and says, "Dad, the cops are outside."
Nobody's
chasing me. I'm just driving here. So, and later he did say that he wanted to know that what he felt like to drive a car. So he did it, you know. So he told the people Today shows and all that, and
yeah.
So, you know, he was telling a story about that. So the police say they were impressed with the child's driving skills. Oh, wow. Clap your hands, everybody. Woo-hoo. Where's my clapping thing here? There you go. Clap your hands. There you go. That's a 3-year-old boy. We should start letting him drive at the age of 12. Is that what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right. So what do you think, Winston, a 7-year-old boy? I mean, I think a parent should find a fee or something, you know?
Yeah, really.
To watch
but,
kids, their kids, at least.
Did he, let me ask you this. Now, what are the cops saying now? They're saying that they're going to press, is it like,
They didn't say anything. They're just saying, we are impressed with his driving skills. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They didn't say anything about the depression charge or anything like that. Unless, you know, maybe I missed it. I don't know.
Let me tell you something. If he was my son, he would not sit down for a week. I tell you that.
Right, exactly. Not because, you know, he did something wrong. He could, you know, could have killed somebody, you know.
Seriously, he could have killed himself.
Or he could have killed himself. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Don, what do you think, let's say one of your loving kids started driving like at the age of 7 or 9. I mean, you know, wanted to drive. Would you let him?
No. I let them if it was an emergency and nobody else could drive. Maybe. Mm.
So it's yeah, okay for them. Yeah, that would be.
I'm saying.
Let alone child stealing, like car to avoid church. Oh, that would just like. I would just feel like my top's going to blow off.
Yeah? You're kind of echoey.
I'd be like so upset. That's not just stealing. That's being dishonest.
Right.
So, like, maybe the mother, like, started the car, you know, and it was,
right.
I don't know what the temperature
yeah.
was, but, and then maybe she went outside thinking that her son's going to be there waiting in the car, and the car's not there. Can you imagine? Maybe she thought that... somebody stole her son
yeah.
in the car.
Hey, do you have, you're kind of echoey, Dawn. You're getting
echoey,
so. Okay,
I was on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? Okay.
Oh, wow, yeah. No wonder,
yeah.
It's like, blah, blah, I'm like, I can't even hear you.
Hey,
so,
hey.
Yeah, and you're just like talking along. I'm like, hey, you're echoey. Blah, 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 blah.
Do you want me to repeat what I said?
No, we heard you.
Okay.
So,
oh, you heard.
I think.
Did you ever get the chat room going? No, we'll like the chat room going.
I don't know, man. Hold on a second here.
Let's try it one more time because I haven't done it. Well, you know what? Let's see now.
No,
let me refresh it.
It's still not doing anything here, but that,
you know
anyway.
What? Listen to this. I know what's wrong. Let me tell you this. What's it showing up? Is it showing up? It's already just timed out or something like that, like a little box coming up.
Nope. It's just loading right now, so it has something to do with the Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, exactly. One man, I'm talking to a one man show. He said he's
maybe because we're not premium, man. Maybe because we're not premium. What do you think?
Maybe that's it, exactly. I mean, you know, that sweet dude, whatever his name is, we're going to get them. We just don't let them get in their chat room. Maybe they'll pay me some money. Where'd you go get a job?
Yeah, exactly. And it's upgrade to premium now is right on top of that.
Why you got a chance?
If you want to load up your chat app, upgrade to premium.
I got Mississippi News. I'm sorry, quick. No tax day in Mississippi.
When? Today?
Today and tomorrow. No tax day. No had to pay no taxes on anything.
What? Isn't that against the law?
Mm-mm. Huh.
Good day to go buy a house or a car, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Not the taxes,
yeah.
I mean like tax, not tax is, tax, like, you know, paying 7 cents, I don't know about Wisconsin, but Mississippi pay 7 cents to everything you add on, you know, every dollar, like if you add $2, you're going to pay 14 cents, $2 and 14 cents,
wow.
you know,
yeah.
So that means you don't have to pay the 14 cents now until, I think it's Sunday.
Wow,
morning.
I'll go over there and buy some, I'll go down there and buy some Twinkies, because I know that they tax the Twinkies up here.
Well, let's just play it. How about we're about to buy the plane ticket?
Yeah.
Buy
some plane ticket in there. But, so, let's move on, shall we? Because that's...
Yeah.
Let's move on. Hey, we're going to talk about, later on during the show, we're going to be talking about... wait a minute. It says connection interrupted. But anyway.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a chat room. But anyway, we're going to be talking about, so if you have Twitter friends or Twitter and your friends that you want to talk about, Twitter, today's Follow Friday, actually, so we're going to be talking about the people that you want to people to follow because they're cool. I know Winston, it's cool.
Yeah, I try to customize my own Twitter background. That's not going to work. I didn't try it and everything. It's hard. I try to get my
Blog
Talk Radio.
You've seen mine?
No, I haven't. Is that a custom?
Yeah, I did have myself just custom and just paste
it
right in.
You
get
them for free. You can custom it by itself for free.
You don't need that. All you have to do is find the length and the width, and I mean, pretty much it's like you can, you know, just find the the width and the length of the Twitter. I mean, the background and stuff. So that should do it. But anyway, we're gonna be talking about that later on. So. You're big in Twitter, aren't you, Winston?
I'm big in Facebook. I'm big in Facebook, real big in
Facebook. You can integrate your Twitter with your Facebook, my friend.
I know, but you can't chat with people like live chat.
Yeah, you can.
You can? I haven't figured it out how then. You need to learn how.
You have to downgrade, download some of the clients like Sysmic. Sysmic is like a Twitter and a Facebook client. You can download that.
Yeah.
That's something new. All right, let's talk local, shall we? Planned Parenthood moving to Cook Street in Portage. Portage Planned Parenthood Clinic is moving to a bigger building in a prime downtown location, they said. The clinic, which is affiliated with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, will open its new location on 132 West Cook Street on Wednesday. This is coming up Wednesday, I think. Its former location in Edgewater Street actually closed Wednesday this week. Tanya Atkinson, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin spokeswoman, said the organization is very exciting. It's quote-unquote excited about the move. We've been doing upgrades in all Wisconsin locations, he said. The Main Street Portage location will be good for us, end quote. There won't be any changes in hours of available service in Portage Clinic because of the move. The clinic is open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday. Planned Parenthood's new home previously housed the Portage Area Chamber of Commerce, and according to its website, the Portage Planned Parenthood Clinic offers the following services: just pregnancy testing, counseling, annual exams, birth controls, sexually transmitted disease testing and treatment, human immunodeficiency virus or HIV testing, and counseling, midlife services, cancer screening, emergency contraceptive pills, and language line. Abortion, however, are not offered at the Portage Clinic. Like I said earlier, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin offers abortion services at its Appleton, Madison, Milwaukee clinics. Planned Parenthood. Wow. What do you say to this, Dawn? Yeah. Where do you, Dawn? Yeah? Hold on a second. Hold on. There you go. I think I muted you because you're okay, go ahead, Don. What do you say about this?
Okay, I said that
Hold that thought. I'm gonna get another caller here real quick, okay? 03084, I think it's coming from you, Winston. Huh? What do you think? 03084, who's this, Dylan?
Yes, I'm the co-host of the Winston Show. Hello, how are you?
Oh, aloha. Yeah. Pretty good. Hanging out over here with Winston and Don on the Fernando Poniente Show. How are you today, Dylan?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, pretty good. Let's see. I'm going to go back to you real quickly in a little bit here. Don, go ahead and finish your thoughts. What do you say?
They say that they're not going to offer abortions, but, it starts somewhere. Actually, there used to be
right.
a Planned Parenthood over there in Boston. I didn't know if they did abortions or not, but, you know, what I hear is that, you know, once something... Okay, like for instance, a law is passed and it says what it says, and then people take it out of context and blow it out of proportion, and then so say that hypothetically abortion was not in the per se, you know, thing,
mm-hmm.
but then years later it might come to pass, and well then they have that clinic there. And
right, exactly. Now, Winston, do you guys have a Planned Parenthood down there in Mississippi?
Where?
Down at the Tennessee, Mississippi, I don't know.
Down
there?
Have?
Planned Parenthood, do you guys have those over there?
I'm not sure.
No?
A planetarium?
Yeah, planetarium where all the fish swims and stuff. Planned Parenthood.
I'm not sure. I have to look into that. I'm pretty sure we do somewhere. Jackson's a big place, you know. They have everything in
right.
Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, okay. that's what they do, supposedly, like, you know, helping pregnancy testing and counseling and annual exams and all that stuff. And
yeah.
they also do abortions.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. We don't want to get into abortion discussion because I might offend somebody out there with my personal opinion. We don't want to have that out there. Somebody leaves the guest room. He said abortionists were stupid. Oh, I said it. Sorry.
Yeah.
But
so what do you? I mean, what do you? What's your? It's just like, you know, I'm pro life.
Exactly.
You know. I think Dawn's pro life. You know, we all. Are you pro life, Dylan?
Yeah. What's that mean?
Yeah.
Pro life
okay.
means you're against abortion.
Okay.
We're all against abortion out there. You know, and it's kind of bugs me. This is only like 15 minutes away from here. And, you know, I mean, in a town like this, you know, I mean, you can take a poll and I can guarantee you pro-life will be more than the pro-choice around
here. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
in this,
probably.
In this county.
My personal opinion, if you want the responsibility of having sexual intercourse, you should have the responsibility of wearing protection or, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
They teach that over in a Planned Parenthood.
Most people get this argument, and I get this argument a lot when I discuss this. Well, if somebody rapes a girl, what do? They put to have, you know, I don't think they should be stuck with a baby. I said one thing. The parents should be concerned at this point, and their daughter should not have been raped in the first place. She should have took every precaution to make sure that she knew every sex offender around her and made sure that she stayed. Exactly. And you see what I'm saying? You never, you know, and I know sometimes it happens, but, you know, you have to prepare yourself for this, and, you know, and it's just...
You have to really, everything has to be based on, you know, you have to start thinking about, you know, does this God want this to happen? You know, if they don't have God in their life, or as the foundations of whatever circumstances that they are in, you know, everything will just fall apart. Everything's, you know, and abortion, unfortunately, would be included, you know, one of the options in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, 29 minutes left. My goodness. Time goes by fast.
So that's what happened. So let me get to my point. If we've taken it a poll and says, you know, is it okay for Planned Parenthood to be in this town? They should have taken it a poll and says, you know, I would have voted no. You know what I mean? No, but yeah. they just moved in there, and it's like without my consent, without, you know, anyone's consent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, and you know, I think we should like definitely like maybe you know, send a letter to a legislator or a mayor even, you know, saying, hey,
mm-hmm.
I don't like that moving, you know, that Planned Parenthood moving in here. So, so that's my opinion. Well, the abortions and pro-life pro-choice is going to be the other, you know, topic maybe next time, and we're going to move on here. What I'm going to do is play a little music real quick because I'm going to take a quick break. You guys stick around now. Dylan and Winston and Dawn, stick around. I'll be right back, I promise. You might win something, like a bucket of 2-week-old shrimp I have in here. So
yeah. I won your cheese last time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and also that my dirty sheets is on auction. So if you wanna,
if I win that, I can bait my trot lines on it.
There you go. What I'm gonna play is the Soapbox Project. They're called Why. Soapbox Project is actually one of the local band around town. You can find them on the soapboxproject.com, or you can go to Facebook and type in Derek Ramirez. Derek Ramirez was in the Fernando Poniente show a couple months ago. Cool guy. So, hey, stick around. We'll talk about Twitter follow or Follow Friday in a couple minutes. Also, Obama's mom, you know, I'm not mom, aunt. Obama's aunt, we're going to be talking about that. Actually, was here, is, you know, she's here illegally. She's being sent back to Nigeria or whatever.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, she's being sent back in 2010, and we're going to be talking about that. Also, there's a 31-year-old mom claims to be crippled by denture cream. I don't know how that happened, but we'll find out. But in the meantime, go listen to the Soapbox Project. This is called Why.
I was chilling at this club and I was looking for some love, and when you came by my way, so I approached and got your name, and then you did the same and told me that your favorite song was playing. So I looked into the floor, the way you moved me one more, that's all I really had to say. Now the bridge we had were more, and now we're heading out the door, and now we're moving back towards your place. And it turns out you're living on the east side, and it turns out I was going that way. It turns out you notice what you're doing, and you do it to me every time you pass on. Give me a kiss right now. can improve on. And I do want to practice it all night long with you. I don't want to lose this. If we're going to do this, baby, give me a kiss right now. We can improve on. And I do want to practice it all night long.
Going on here. All right, that's done. Whew, boy, nice to take be able to take a breather here. To take a little sip of cold water. Pretty good. Nice. Welcome back. Let's welcome back everyone in here. I think we're still here. Yo, hey. Well, welcome Dawn. Dawn, the loveliest ever. Dawn, she's so lovely. She's so lovely. She has 11 kids.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey,
Winston,
don't you have a wife?
Winston, too. Welcome, Winston.
Hey, don't you have a wife?
What?
Do you have a wife?
Do I have a wife? Yeah.
Yeah. If she heard you say that.
Oh, no. Yeah, she doesn't mind. Winston, yeah. Well, welcome, Winston, back. Winston, you know, Winston is so smart. Man, she's like better than Google.
Yeah.
And Dylan, Dylan is just being Dylan tonight. Welcome back.
Hello.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're going to be talking about, hey, let's touch up the Follow Friday. You guys all familiar with Follow Fridays on Twitter? Well, actually, that's when you tweet. When you tweet, you know, the coolest people on Twitter, like your friends, and you let people know that, you know, hey, follow my friends. They're cool people. But, you know, here's my follow Twitter here, and... first of all, well, you know, I'm gonna have to put Winston Pitts out there. Winston Pitts, that's right. Make sure they follow. You know, you gotta go out there and follow people, brother. Follow people. And also, I have follow Winston because he's just full of knowledge and it's coming out of his ears. and his nose. Right. Also, this the guy I've been following, actually, TJ, the truck driver. The driver is the D-R-I-V-R. You know, he's a truck driver, so he tweets a lot from his, you know, BlackBerry or whatever. Yeah. also, follow Autism Family. Autism Family, just like, you know, the word Autism Family. Because, you know, she's, I think, you know, tweeting about autism. Now, you know, there's a lot of cool people to follow, like, you know, Ashton Kutcher, but, you know.
Oh, nice.
You're not as cool as those people.
He doesn't got, like, 1 million due to Oprah.
Yeah. You're the punk! You know.
Yeah.
Also, we have follow Cecilia Rocks. Cecilia Rocks is actually my niece. You know, she's relative of mine. So follow her because she's lonely and she doesn't have anyone but her dog. Just kidding. Follow, Sarah Yah, S-A-R-A-H-Y-A-H. You know, this is what a recent Twitter gal. And also follow Dawn Poe, D-A-W-N-P-O. Dawn Poe. Dawn Poe. Also follow Anne Franchise, UNFRANCHISE, Anne Franchise. Follow them. And also, one more time, a couple things here. Isotonics. Follow Isotonics at Isotonics. That's Isotonics. That's N-I-X on the end. Also, OPC3. Follow that. So those are the peeps that I want you to follow today. And congratulations. You follow them, you might win something. I can guarantee you. You probably would. And I'm not even messing around here. Let's get into the news, shall we? News of the hour. Hey, Obama's aunt actually resurfaces in Boston public housing. Her name is Zaytoni Polly Onyango, who is the half-sister of Obama's father, actually, has been staying with relatives in Cleveland but moved back to Boston late last year, actually, you know. President Obama's Kenyan aunt has returned to public housing in South Boston as she awaits a deportation hearing early next year. The Boston Herald reported Friday, actually. So, this is Zaytoni Polly Onyango, the half-sister of Obama's father, has been staying with relatives in Cleveland but moved back to Boston, and she moved back into her current complex this month. So she said, you know, beggars can't be choosers. That's what she said. And she wore a sleeveless dress, and she said her nephew bought her years before his rise to the most powerful office in the land. So, bought her? What does he mean by that? And she said, I'd like to live in a castle and have a limousine, but I don't, she said. My wealth is my health. So, Onyango's deportation hearing is scheduled February 4th, 2010. And she lost her bid for asylum for more than 4 years ago, and a judge ordered her deported. But she defied that order and has been living in public housing for years. You know, do you think Obama's going to interfere to this, Winston? I mean, he was not aware that she was living here legally. So I don't know. So, and he said that repeatedly that he didn't know his aunt was living in the U.S. legally and believes that the laws covering the situation should be followed.
He's
so,
the president of the United States of America. You telling me he couldn't find out that his aunt was legally over here or not? I'm pretty sure somebody told him and said, okay, Mr. President, I'm going to say this in terms that you can understand. Listen, your aunt is over here illegally.
What? That's right, exactly.
What?
So here's what I think. I think, you know, I mean, he's gonna do that. He's gonna use his charisma on that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he's not just going to say, okay, they can stay here even though they're illegal, because that'll make him a bad man, you know, a bad president, politician.
Yeah.
So, Don, what do you think? Do you think Obama's going to interfere with his relative staying illegally?
I think that if he would have interfered, he would have did it already. So there must be some reason he don't want her here, or, you know, he's not going to interfere.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point. Dylan, what do you think?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Here.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, Dylan, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect. So what do you think about this?
Let's say you're president
of the United States, right? And hypothetically, you know, let's say you have a relatives outside the country, and you know, let's say your dad's aunt or cousin or whatnot, and they're staying here illegally, and they're scheduled to be deported in the next year. Would you interfere?
Yeah, I'd tell them to pack their bags and get a ticket as soon as I can.
Now, the thing situation here is like this. No matter what, I think Obama's going to get nailed for this, because if he doesn't help her, he would just become like maybe
a traitor.
Yeah, like I think some of the Kenyan relatives of him back in Kenya would go and say, hey, you know, you're our relatives, man. Why haven't we gonna take care of her? I mean, I think, you know, I guess, I, you know, he probably doesn't care about them. That's what I'm saying. Or here, hear me out. Or, again, he can play it out and is saying that, you know, use his charisma, saying that, you know, like maybe he will turn over the, what do you call that, amnesty, per se, within like 10 a year. So that would cover, like, not just, you know, his relatives, you know, but like Mexicans and and Cubans and Russians and anyone that you know that legally you know entered the United States. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So that would make him like a good guy. You know, a good guy, like by turning that. What do you think? I think he would do that. I think he's you know that. I think there's a bill a set. You know, already for that, and just waiting to, waiting to get approved by the Senate. What do
yeah.
you think?
But
huh?
only
did I nail it?
I don't want to say this in a bad way, but illegals are a potential danger to this country because it's just make I'm gonna make a statement here that might offend some people. So, viewer discretion advised.
yeah. I always have that thing that you have.
I'm gonna say
viewer discretion advised.
Illegal Mexicans over here. Well, they work for cheap. Well, that's taking away our money right there from them working for cheap right there. That's taking away from our – they don't pay taxes. They're on Medicaid. You know, they're
under
the
table.
Exactly. Or disabled, you know. And you know, I mean, you know, if you're going to get illegalized, get over here to be illegalized and get over here and you work, okay? The Mexicans do work now. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they work for cheap.
Well, and also amnesty, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off, but amnesty is actually not fair to those, you know, like immigrants that, you know, did it right. Like, you know, my parents and I, you know, I was born in the Philippines and my parents did it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they come over here and
they didn't just go through like, you know, they went through a lot of stuff, you know, rough times.
And like 15 years of, before you become an American citizen or like 5 or something like that.
Right.
I can't remember.
Something like that, 5 years. But anyway, it's not, you know, really, you know, I don't know. It's offensive. I take offense to that. It's people, you know, amnesty all of a sudden to get a citizenship of, you know, people become United States of America. But anyway, yeah, so it's, you know, I agree with you with that, Winston, to the extent. And, you know, don't get me wrong, too. I mean, just like, you know, there's a lot of Mexican people out there, good people out there.
Yeah,
and you know they're trying to make a living, and they you know, but again, you know they've broken the law. The law is the law. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, if you're going to come over here, just go ahead and get legalized, pay your taxes. I mean, because they take all the jobs that you know we don't want, like working in chicken houses,
mm-hmm.
roofing houses on summer days. I mean, they take all the crappy jobs.
Yeah, well, that's and also, Don, what do you say to this? I want you to share your opinion.
What?
Okay, it's just you were hiding under the rock then.
No.
The.
Go ahead, ask the question.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we're talking about the illegal immigrants.
Uh-huh.
You know, what say you? Amnesty? You know, like you want to pardon them, like give them a American, you know, citizens right away, or what do you say? What do you think?
Yeah, I think like you know. I don't know. I mean, America, I mean, first of all land is God's land, you know, and America
mm-hmm.
was founded upon being a refuge, a place of refuge for
mm-hmm.
Christians that were being persecuted. So I think if they're Christian, they should be able to be here. And if they're not, I mean, I'm not saying, yeah, I mean, I know we can't force religion on people, but I'm saying if you're an immigrant, the only reason you should be here is because you're being persecuted in your country. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you have family here and they bring you over, but I don't think that you should just be able to cross the border and then that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I mean, and also, like, those people, okay, like, sometimes the illegal immigrants have kids here, and then the kids become citizens automatically. What I think should happen is, you know what, if you're from Philippines, you're from Mexico,
mm-hmm.
you're from India or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you're not Christian, you're not fleeing because you're being persecuted, you know, for your religion, being Christian, that the kid does not become a U.S. citizen because it's born here. The kid, perhaps,
no,
I mean, I don't know, maybe,
that's
maybe
in the Constitution,
I shouldn't say that,
actually.
But.
Yeah,
but
I think there's a, I think there's a bill, I think that, you know, they're trying to pass. You know, when it comes to citizenship, you know that the parents, the mom and dad, has to be, naturalized, you know, immigrant,
yeah.
which is I don't know what you call that visa. you know, just a natural naturalization visa, not illegal. You know, if they find out that they're both illegal immigrants, I think what they're trying to do is not give them the citizenship right away. I don't know. I was reading that on there a couple weeks ago, but I think that's the Democrats. I think that's I don't know if they're going to pass that, but you know, who knows. Who knows nowadays? You know, there's a lot of things they want to pass, and things they don't, you know, we don't understand. We're gonna move on to mom. 31 claims that she was crippled by denture cream. Actually, her name is Marianne Chapman. She's 31 years old, but she can't pick up her kids like she used to. She said, or run around, even to ride a bike. She doesn't have a full use of her hands and also have problems throughout the rest of her body. And Chapman blames all the fixidence, denture, adhesive cream. Why? I don't know. She's now suing a company that makes the cream, Procter & Gamble. The Florida news station's WPD-TV report says, according to the complaint that was filed, Chapman suffered and continues to suffer injuries including zinc poisoning and neurological issues from the use of the denture cream. Chapman said she was using 3 or 4 tubes of the cream a week. Oh, my goodness. But
Whoa.
It was quite a bit, she said, yeah. In statement released by Procter & Gamble, the company says fixidence contains ingredients that are generally recognized as safe in the amounts used. A small amount of zinc is used in fixidence to help the denture stay in place securely. But I believe she's using quite a bit. You know, isn't that toothpaste, if you use a lot of those, you can get poisoned, too?
I don't know.
But there are reportedly at least another dozen similar cases across the country. That's what they said. I don't know. They didn't say she's suing or not. But let's go with you to Winston real quick. I mean, I know that you were dangerous on the age of 14. How much do you use?
And first thing I want to say about this. 31, why does she have dentures? 31 years old, why does she have dentures?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's because gum, gingivitis. I don't know how to answer that.
If she can't keep her teeth white, and just think what she has. You know, so you can't,
yeah.
You know, you got to think about it, you know, from a standpoint. If she had no teeth, she must have done, you know, she must have, you know, some kind of illness or something like that. Because those 31-year-old just loses her teeth.
Yeah.
So she must have.
Gingivitis is the number of cause of tooth decay.
What she needs, why does she get it? How she get it?
Exactly.
You know, not brushing her teeth? Well,
it's got to be like some kind of, I don't know, you know, those people that chew tobaccos, smoke, chronic smokers, you know, those are people that lose it, or I don't know, those people that doesn't brush their teeth. Don, what do you think? If she doesn't say that she's going to file a lawsuit or anything like that, do you think she would have a case?
Is there a warning on sin? Is there a warning saying?
There's a warning saying that you know, don't use a lot.
Yeah, so that was
a lot.
Considered a lot.
Like a toothpaste. Yeah, just like a toothpaste.
I believe that using a lot of that could cause cancer or you know, disease. Because your mouth is one of your thinnest parts or skins of your body is in your mouth. And so whatever goes in your mouth, if it's not clean, it can go straight to your bloodstream almost. So,
exactly. Now, Dylan, what do you think? I mean, do you think Procter and Gamble should like just give her money to shut her up?
I mean, 4 tubes of denture paste. I don't even use 4 tubes of toothpaste in a month. What the heck's going on? Is this lady like stupid? I don't know where to stop. When does it hold me in?
Well, the dentures actually, isn't that what you put them right on along the side of your dentures and you put it in so it will stay in place?
Yeah,
from that mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, you're correct there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. She said she quoted that, I use quite a bit. I don't know what she meant, quite a bit, maybe a whole tube? I don't know. They just say here. So, Dylan, what do you like again? Any other thoughts on maybe getting an alternative besides getting a denture, those fixidents? Any other alternatives out there? that you know of? Besides crazy glue?
besides super glue, nothing else, I mean.
Well, if you want denture, just get implants, you know.
There you go.
Implants.
There you go. Implants is it. How about liquid nails? Would that work?
That'll
be bad.
It might not taste the best, but it will work, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. We got another one. How about hot glue?
I don't know about that. Maybe that kills some of the germs. I don't know.
Yeah.
You might not be able to taste nothing for a couple of weeks, but
it works.
Hold in.
How about welding? Just weld it in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You have to have metal in it.
Metal. It has to be metal. Yeah, you're right. So that's not going to work. Cross that out.
Okay. Well, not unless you got big dude. I can't think of the movie it's off of. That big dude's got the metal teeth in him.
I can't remember.
You never heard of that movie? I don't think so, because it's
no,
been
never
it's
heard
been
of
back
that.
In a long time ago. It's been a long time ago.
Is that,
Beetlejuice?
Is that Beetlejuice? No, that Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, you got that, you know, the teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. So those are the optional terms out there. People out there wearing dentures, you want to stay away from fixidents. You know, the thing I recommended, those are fictionals, okay? Do not try that at home. I want in the letters.
Exactly.
Saying, yeah. Yeah, I heard that on online radio. It says I can use hot glue. That won't burn down. That's nice of us. We don't want that.
You would have no taste. You could eat an onion right out of the field and wouldn't taste a thing with hot glue.
Yeah, exactly.
It would burn
exactly.
Every taste bud in your mouth.
Well, that would do that to you. Winston, what's your next show, man? Real quick.
That'd be tomorrow at 7.
Tomorrow at 7. All right. You going to do it again after that? Because I don't really get home till like 10 o'clock or something. Or
well,
9:30.
Actually, I was scheduled maybe 10. 9.
So 10 o'clock?
Because my parents go home. And I got to wake up in church in the morning around 7 to go run the sound and the TV.
Oh, yeah, you do. Ha. Huh. Yeah, I got to go to church on Sunday, too. Hey, Dylan, you got I know you're co-hosting with Winston. Do you have Twitter account? Do you have Facebook account? Do people can follow you?
I got a Facebook and a MySpace. I ain't got the Twitter yet.
You don't have Twitter yet. All right. Yeah. We'll. How did they find you there on Facebook?
Then he has
his
friend. I don't know.
All right, we'll find it too. Go to Winston's Pits on Facebook and find Dylan in there. He should be the stud muffin.
Braves lose the Dodgers 5-0. I want to make that clear because that just burns my heart.
Oh my goodness, that is right. I really forgot the sports recap. Hey, Don, real quick, I got about 10 seconds. What do you got?
Who me?
Never mind.
Go on.
Pretty much anything you need, shop at superhighway.com. Try that OPC3 B12, you know, maybe that will bring back her nerves, you know.
On what?
Feelings. For that lady that used that denture cream. That
oh.
She said it did nerve damage, you know. B12 helps with nerve damage, so.
All right, so. We're out of time. Next time again, maybe I'll be here Sunday or Monday, I don't know. Monday, 9 p.m. I think it's going to be 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
Catch Winston Pitts on blogtalkradio.com and catch on over there at shoppingsuperhighway.com. Catch Dylan in the river by the Mississippi River. I'm saying goodnight to everyone. Bye-bye now. See ya.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye. See y'all later. Catch the Winston Pitts Show.